With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden has been discussing Middle East tensions with European allies.
The president spoke to the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and the UK this week to discuss de-escalating tensions in the Mideast. In a joint statement released by the White House, the leaders of all five countries endorsed a call for a renewal of talks for a Gaza ceasefire to conclude a deal as soon as possible. A new round of negotiations is currently scheduled for Thursday.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. A Liberian-flagged oil tanker in the Red Sea has been targeted in a third attack by suspected Yemeni rebels in their campaign of assaults over the Israel-Hamas war. The Houthi rebels' main sponsor is Iran. Also at SRNnews.com, signs of inflation dipping last month. Shelley Adler has more.
Wholesale price increases in the U.S. eased last month. That suggests inflation pressures are further cooling as the Federal Reserve moves closer to cutting interest rates. The Labor Department says its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 0.1% from June to July and 2.2% from a year ago. The producer price index can provide an early sign of where consumer inflation is heading. I'm Shelley Adler.
Tropical storm Ernesto battering the Northeast Caribbean as it takes aim at Puerto Rico, where officials have shuttered schools and government agencies. Forecasters have warned of widespread flooding and possible landslides, with 6 to 8 inches of rain forecast for Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The storm, located about 300 miles east-southeast of San Juan, tropical storm warnings in place for numerous islands. The Dow is ahead 212 points, and the NASDAQ adding 302. This is SRN News. Where do you think the most religious people on earth are?
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, the answer is Africa. 90% of the people who live in sub-Saharan Africa say religion is very important in their lives. Latin America and the Middle East are the second and third most religious regions around the globe. And who comes in last? Europe. The Far East is a mixed bag, with Japan the least religious and Indonesia the most. The U.S. is less religious than the global average. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin Capitol Police have declined to investigate the leak of a state Supreme Court abortion order in June, citing a conflict of interest. Chief Justice Odette Ziegler called for the investigation on June 26th after the leak of a draft order that showed the court would take a case brought by Planned Parenthood. It seeks to declare access to abortion a right protected by the state's constitution. This is SRN News. The Israeli government is developing a strategy to prevent further October 7th attacks. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
10 months after Hamas terrorists swarmed across the Israel-Gaza border, Israelis remain angry and fearful at the terrorist vows to do it again and again. The Netanyahu government has now taken a first step towards allaying concerns, albeit with no admissions or accountability. A $190 million pilot program in five frontline communities will focus on physical defenses, human rapid response, advanced communication, and technologies. The plan apparently aims to begin refortifying physical defenses without answering the questions Israelis have been wrestling with. Who turned off the area's electronic defenses, and who left the gates open? I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.